From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to the brand new series and silsila Noble Personalities on your Madani channel from Durban, South Africa. And in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the best of creation after Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that is none other than Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the first man to have embraced Islam, and subhanallah, the first Khalifa of Islam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, that reciting Salat upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam erases sins so quickly that not even water can extinguish fire as swiftly. And sending Salam upon the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is superior to freeing necks, meaning freeing slaves. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it was before the Son of Islam rose, during the era of ignorance, a pious businessman, he went to Syria to conduct business. Whilst there, he had a dream which he relayed to a monk by the name of Bahira. The monk asked, "Where have you come from?" To which the businessman replied, "I've come from Makkah." He then asked, "Which tribe do you belong to?" And the businessman, he replied that, "I belong to the tribe of Quraysh." He then asked, "What do you do?" He said, "I am a businessman." The monk began to say that if Allah Almighty actualizes your dream, He will send a prophet to your nation. You will be his vizier, minister during his life, and his successor after his passing away. The pious businessman did not inform anyone about his dream and its interpretation. And when the Son of Islam rose and the seal of prophethood sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced his prophethood, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself mentioned the incident of the dream that the businessman saw in Syria and its interpretation thereof as a proof. Upon hearing which, the pious businessman, he embraced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whilst kissing his blessed forehead, he said, "I bear witness that no one is worthy of worship besides Allah Azza wa Jal, and I also bear witness that you are a true messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam." Subhanallah. The pious businessman, he says that on that day, no one in the whole of Makkah was more pleased with me embracing Islam than the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We as the devotees of the companions and Ahl Bayt, you must know that pious businessman about whom we just mentioned this entire incident. Who was he? He was the first Khalifa of Muslims, the most pious, the paradise dweller, son of a paradise dweller, the companion, son of a companion, the companion in the cave and the shrine, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. It is mentioned in Subulul Huda wa Rashad, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a dream that a moon had descended in Makkah. Suddenly, the moon split and its fragments entered every house of Makkah. Then the pieces of the moon reassembled and entered his lap. He inquired about its interpretation, and it was said that you will be the most fortunate one from the followers of the awaited final prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all people. Thus, when the final Prophet of Allah Almighty, he announced his prophethood and he invited Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu towards Islam, he embraced faith instantly without any delay. May Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy be upon him, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen. Subhanallah. بیاں ہو کس زباں سے مرتبہ صدیق اکبر کا، ہے یار غار محبوب خدا صدیق اکبر کا۔ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم۔ The respected name of the first Khalifa of Islam, the leader of believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is Abdullah. His appellation, kunya or patronymic appellation, is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his titles are Siddiq and Atiq. The meaning of Siddiq is one who is extremely truthful. He was famously known by this title even in the period of ignorance, because he always spoke the truth. The meaning of Atiq is freed, giving him glad tidings, the know of the unseen by the bestowal of Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Anta atiqum minan nar," you are free from the fire of hell. This is why he received the title of Atiq. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Qurayshi, and he's at the seventh generation. When his lineage reaches in the seventh generation, it joins with that of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was born in Makkah Mukarramah approximately 2.5 years after Amul Fil, meaning the year when the unsuccessful King Abraha came along with an army of elephants to attack the blessed Kaaba. He was born in that year. Ilahi rahm farma khadim siddiq akbar hu, teri rahmat ke sadqe wasta siddiq akbar ka. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved mother of believers, Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was asked, how was the blessed appearance of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anha? And she said that his complexion was fair, his body was slender and thin, and his cheeks were not fleshy. He would tie his lower garment tightly at the waist to stop it from dangling. The veins of his face were clearly visible. Likewise, the veins on the back of his palms could be seen clearly. Whilst mentioning the order of the companions in terms of excellence and status according to the correct creed of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that of all the companions, the superior and the lower rank, they are all, first of all, dwellers of paradise. And after the prophets and messengers, alayhi salam, the highest ranking personality within the creation of Allah, from the humans, jinns and angels, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, followed by Sayyidina Umar, then Sayyidina Uthman, then Sayyidina Ali. And after the four rightly guided khalifs, superiority belongs to the rest of Ashara Mubashara, Hasanain Karimain, the participants of Badr, and those of Bayatul Ridwan. These all are proven dwellers of paradise. The meaning of superiority is that they have more honor and status in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is interpreted as an abundance of reward as well. Subhanallah. مصطفیٰ کے سب صحابہ جنتی ہیں لاجرم، سب سے راضی حق تعالی سب پہ اس کا کرم۔ And subhanallah, our Dawat Islami has given us this slogan, our Amir al-Sunnat subhanallah, about how every companion is a paradise dweller. And subhanallah, this is our aqeedah, this is what we believe. And truly, the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the best of people. No one, how great of a saint he may be, he can never attain the station and the status of a single sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And subhanallah, our slogan is har sahabi nabi jannati jannati, Hazrat Usman bhi jannati jannati, Hazrat Siddiq bhi jannati jannati, Fatima aur Ali jannati jannati, aur Umar Farooq bhi jannati jannati, har zawja-e nabi jannati jannati. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions and the Ahlul Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both are our role models, and subhanallah, we look up to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well as his Ahlul Bayt. What can be said about the excellence and greatness of the first Khalifa of the Muslims? The companion, son of a companion, the companion in the cave and the shrine. Why do we say that? Because Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had the privilege of staying with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave of Thawr during the night in which they escaped the city of Makkah, the assassination attempts on the way to Madinah Munawwara. So as soon as they came out of the city of Makkah, the plan was to stay a few days in the cave, and then after the search mission that the kuffar of Makkah, they had initiated, and they had put a bounty upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after all that subsides, then they would leave the cave, and then inshallah azza wa jal be on their way to Madinah Munawwara. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he is the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave, and he is also the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the shrine. Yes, he is buried next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif. Subhanallah. And it was his will actually to be buried next to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, if it is accepted, if the permission is granted by the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then bury me there. Otherwise, you can bury me in the graveyard of the Muslims. After that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted permission, and then Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala was made to rest next to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So yes, Yare Ghar and Yare Mazar, both Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. His virtues are countless, just like the stars of the sky and the particles of the earth. His excellences have been mentioned in the noble Quran. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated his excellence. In fact, the leader of the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alaihi wasallam, also loves Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Allah Almighty states in the noble Quran in Surah Al-Layl, verse number 17 to 21, and very soon he will be kept far away from it, meaning from hellfire, the one who is most pious, who gives his wealth in order to become pure, and no one has done a worldly favor to him for which recompense may be given in return. He desires only the pleasure of his Lord who is most high, and indeed soon he will be very pleased. Subhanallah. A pious predecessor from amongst the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, subhanallah, he is the great Imam and the great reviver of Islam. And he, subhanallah, lived 800 years ago. And subhanallah, he is our respectable Imam, Imam Fakhruddin Razi alayhi rahmah. He writes in Tafsir Kabir, the Quranic commentators are unanimous that this verse was revealed about the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu purchased the muazzin of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, at a very expensive price, and then freed him, the non-Muslims were surprised and they asked, why did Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu do this? Perhaps Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala has some sort of favor upon him, due to which he purchased him at an expensive price and then freed him. This blessed verse was revealed upon this, and it was made apparent in this verse and the subsequent verse that this action of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was solely to please Allah Azza wa Jal and not in return for the favor of any person. And neither does Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu or anyone else have any favor upon him. Subhanallah. We should keep in mind that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu purchased many other people besides Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu and freed them due to their embracing of Islam. For instance, Sayyidina Amir bin Fuhaira, Sayyidatuna Ummi Umais, and Sayyida Zuhra radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Moreover, due to the blessings of him spreading the invitation to Islam, five such companions embraced Islam and faith, who are included amongst Ashara Mubashara. Yes, and this is a fact. The Ashara Mubashara are those 10 companions who were given the glad tidings of paradise by the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during their lifetime. And Sayyidi Ala says, وہ دسوں جن کو جنت کا مجدہ ملا اس مبارک جماعت پہ لاکھوں سلام. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that upon the purchase of Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Ya Aba Bakr, allow us to partake in the purchase of Bilal. Take half the amount from us so we both will be partners in this purchase. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu began trembling, and while sacrificing himself on the feet of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, O my master, I am your slave and so too is Bilal. O master, I have purchased him for you, I have freed him. When Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu saw the face of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he immediately fainted and fell unconscious. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cleaned the dust from his face with his own shawl and he said, Uzita fillahi kathira, meaning, O Bilal, you have suffered a lot of hardships in the path of Allah. Mufti Sahib further states that, O Siddiq, many salutations upon you as you freed the master of all of us Muslims. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, you freed our master Bilal, so you are the master of our master. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. Look at the mutual love and affection that the Sahaba had for one another. The companion, son of a companion, the paradise dweller, the son of a paradise dweller, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he says that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born, Allah Almighty said to Jannatul Adn, by my honor and majesty, I will only enter those people in you who will have love for this individual who was born, meaning referring to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It is narrated by the paradise dwelling companion Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to the court of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and sat in one corner. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by, so Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is this the son of Abu Quhafa? To which he replied, O Jibreel, do you heavenly residents recognize him? Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam said, by the Lord who sent you as the truthful Prophet, in comparison to the earth, Abu Bakr is more famous in the heavens and his name in the heavens is Halim. Subhanallah. Halim means someone who has the quality of forbearance. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned many ahadith in the virtues of his great companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. In one hadith he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever wants to see a person who is free from hell, he should look at Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. In another hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, devotion for Abu Bakr and showing gratitude towards him is necessary upon my entire ummah. In yet another hadith sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, O Abu Bakr, the first person from my ummah to enter paradise will be you. In another hadith, it is stated that, O Abu Bakr, you have been freed from hellfire by Allah Almighty. In one hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O Abul Hasan, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and said, the rank of Abu Bakr in my sight is the same as my rank in the court of Allah. In another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah Almighty has created some heavenly maidens from flowers who are referred to as the maidens of rose. Only a prophet, a siddiq or a martyr can marry them. And Abu Bakr will be granted 400 such maidens. In yet another hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, I was taken on a journey across the heavens. So in each heaven that I passed, I found my name inscribed there, and I also saw the name of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu written after my name. Subhanallah. In one hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I have repaid everyone who had a favor upon me. However, the favors of Abu Bakr upon me will be repaid by Allah Almighty on the Day of Judgment. He says, Abu Bakr is my brother in the world and in the hereafter. May Allah have mercy upon him and reward him with a good reward on behalf of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he aided me with his life and wealth. He says, do not give superiority to anyone over Abu Bakr, as he is greater than all of you, meaning the companions in the world and in the hereafter. In the next hadith, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the most compassionate one towards my ummah is Abu Bakr. And last but not the least, he says, O Abu Bakr, on the Day of Judgment, Allah Almighty will manifest a general light upon the people and He will manifest a special light upon you. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is the greatness of this great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. The great Tabi, Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Sirin rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says that when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was going towards the cave of Thawr with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would sometimes walk in front of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sometimes he would walk behind him. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, why are you doing this? And he radiallahu ta'ala he replied, when I think about those who are searching for us, I move behind you. And when I think about the hidden enemies waiting in ambush, I move in front of you so that no harm can reach you. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked, in case of a danger, would you prefer to die before me? He replied, by Allah azza wa jal, this is my only desire. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. There are, Subhanallah, such distinguished qualities of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Here are some of them, inshallah, azza wa jal. He led 17 prayers during the worldly life of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was the first to compile the noble Quran. And then Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, later on, he used the same manuscript. And then subhanAllah, he brought the entire Quran in a book form. And he was the first to offer Salah with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the unanimous belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that after the prophets and messengers, he is superior to all humans, jinns and angels. He spent 47 years of his blessed life with the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is that fortunate individual who is a companion himself, whose father is a companion, and whose son, daughters and grandchildren, all of them are the Sahaba and the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu ta'ala anhum. No one besides him enjoys this honor. He was the first to deliver sermon in Masjid al-Haram. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu would run a clothing business. Subhanallah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba migrated to Medina, he set up the industry, clothing industry there. Subhanallah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's go and listen to a beautiful kalam. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, thereafter we shall return and continue our today's topic. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ya Rasulallah, ya Habiballah, ya جب سختیاں سرکار ہو تاری سکرات کی جب سختیاں سرکار سرکار ہو تاری بچانا
یہ عرض گناہگار کی ہے شاہ زمانہ جب آخری وقت آئے مجھے بھول نہ جانا
جب رو
مجھے چہرہ پورا
اس وقت مجھے چہرہ پر نور دکھانا، یہ عرض گناہگار کی ہے شاہ زمانہ، جب آخری وقت آئے مجھے بھول نہ جانا۔ سرکار مجھے نظر میں مت چھوڑنا تنہا، سرکار مجھے نظر میں مت چھوڑنا تنہا، تم آ کے مجھے سورہ یاسین سنانا، تم آ کے مجھے سورہ یاسین سنانا، یہ عرض گناہگار کی ہے شاہ زمانہ، جب آخری وقت آئے مجھے بھول نہ جانا۔ جب گور غریباں کو چلے میرا جنازہ، جب گور غریباں کو چلے میرا جنازہ، رحمت کی ردا اس پہ خدا را تم اڑانا، رحمت کی ردا اس پہ خدا را تم اڑانا، یہ عرض گناہگار کی شاہ زمانہ، جب آخری وقت آئے مجھے بھول نہ جانا۔ جب قبر میں احباب چلے مجھ کو لٹا کر، پیارے نبی گور کی وحشت سے بچانا، تے خیر سے تدفین کے ہو سارے مراحل، ہو قبر کا بھی لطف سے آسان دبانا، جس وقت نکیرن کرے آ کے سوالا، آقا مجھے تم آ کے جوابات سکھانا، سن رکھا سخت اندھیرا تربت میں میری نور کا فانوس جلانا، جب قبر کی تنہائی میں گھبرا میرا دل، سا شہ ابرار تو آنا، جب روز قیامت رہے ایک میل پہ سورج کوثر کا چھلکتا، مجھے ایک جام پلانا ہو ہر سائے محشر میں، میرا چاک نہ پردا للہ مجھے دامن رحمت میں چھپانا، محشر میں ہی صاحب غم دے گی نہ سکوں گا، محشر میں ہی صاحب غم دے گی نہ سکوں گا، رحمت نہ ہوئی رحمت نہ ہوئی ہوگا جہنم میں ٹھکانا، یہ عرض گناہ گار کی ہے شاہ زمانہ، جب آخری وقت مجھے بھول نہ جانا، فرما کی شفاعت میری اے شافی محشر، دوزخ سے بچا کر مجھے جنت میں بسانا، یا شاہ مدینہ مہ رمضان کا صدقہ، یا شاہ مدینہ مہ رمضان کا صدقہ، جنت میں پڑوسی مجھے تم اپنا بنانا، جنت میں پڑوسی مجھے تم اپنا بنانا، یہ عرض گناہ گار کی ہے شاہ زمانہ، جب آخری وقت آئے مجھے بھول نہ جانا،
اللہ کی رحمت سے یہ مایوس نہیں ہے، اللہ کی رحمت سے یہ مایوس نہیں ہے، ہو جائے گا عطار کی بخشش کا بہانہ، ہو جائے گا عطار کی بخشش کا بہانہ،
یہ عرض گناہ گار کی ہے شاہ زمانہ، جب آخری وقت آئے مجھے بھول نہ جانا،
یا رسول اللہ یا رسول اللہ یا حبیب اللہ،
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Such heartfelt and inspiring kalam, subhanAllah. Now that we have listened to this melodious kalam, let's inshallah so we'll continue with our today's discussion, and that is regarding the best of creation after the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. The secret behind Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, whose expertise in dream interpretation was that he radiallahu anhu acquired this knowledge directly from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was commanded to mention the interpretation of dreams and that I teach this knowledge to Abu Bakr. Subhanallah, the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah. Sayyidina Imam Abul Hasan al-Ash'ari rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that Abu Bakr was always favored with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The final Prophet of Allah azza wa jal said to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do you remember that day? He replied, yes, I remember it, and I also remember that on that day, you, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were the first to say bala. This refers to the day of covenant when Allah Almighty said to all the human souls, am I not your Lord? To which they all replied, bala, of course, yes. Ala Hazrat rahimahullah ta'ala, he states, since the day of the covenant till his birth, from his birth till his passing, and from his passing till eternity, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, who is the leader of the believers, subhanallah, the paradise dwelling companion, Sayyidina Zaid bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he states that the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, requested for some water to drink, so water and honey were presented in a vessel. When the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, brought it close to his mouth, he started crying, making those who were present also cry. He radiallahu anhu then became quiet, while the others continued to cry. Upon seeing in the state of theirs, he radiallahu anhu became emotional and started crying again, to the extent that people thought that they would not ask the reason for crying. Then, after some time, when the crying stopped, the people asked, what made you cry so much? The leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, said, I was once with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was saying, whilst distancing something from himself, moving it away, repelling it, and he would say, move away from me, move away from me. But I could not see anything near him, what he was chasing away. I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are you distancing from yourself that I cannot see anything near you? The noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, and this was the world which came to me in an adorned state. So I said to it, move away from me. So it did. Meaning the world said, by Allah, you have saved yourself from me, but those who will come after you will not be able to. He radiallahu ta'ala then said, I am fearful, and I became fearful that the world has clung to me. This is what made me cry. Allah, Allah, subhanallah. The eminent tabi'i, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair rahmatullahi ta'ala, he says that this verse of the Holy Quran was recited near the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutma'innah irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. It will be said to the pious, O satisfied soul, return towards your Lord in the state that you are pleased with him and he is pleased with you. Then enter the ranks of my chosen bondsmen and enter my paradise. Whereupon Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, how good is this? The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at the time of your death, the angel will definitely say this. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that ever since the time that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he did not separate from him at all. to the extent that even after death, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is resting by the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And Sayyidi Al-Hazr refers to him Sayyai Mustafa, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't have a shadow, but his shadow, if you want to see one, that is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Once the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his hand in his right hand and the hand of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his left hand, and said, "Will be raised like this on the day of judgment." Allahu Akbar. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that on the earth he has two ministers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The unparalleled devotee Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he passed away on Monday, 22nd of Jumad al-Ukhra, at the age of 63. At the time of his departure, his final words were, "O Allah, grant me death upon Islam and join me with the righteous." Allah, Allah, subhanallah. People saw Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu after his passing away in a dream and asked, "O leader of believers, you used to say about your tongue that it caused you to fall into places of destruction. So how did Allah Almighty deal with you?" He radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied, "I recited La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah with it. So this very tongue caused me to enter paradise." Subhanallah, subhanallah. The blessed life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is an excellent example for us. He radiallahu anhu was stationed at the lofty rank of Fanafir Rasul, and he was completely engrossed in the prophetic love. His every action was a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If only we, the devotees of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also begin to firmly act upon the prophetic sunnah, not only our lives but also make others act upon sunnah by conveying the call of righteousness to each and every home, and may we depart from this world in this glorious state. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he served Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all his life. He was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every station. He was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the time, even prior to embracing Islam. And he was a close friend of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone hesitated, or they asked for some proof, or they were skeptical in the beginning. And subhanallah, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the da'wah of Islam to him, he embraced Islam with no questions asked, no hesitation whatsoever. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his title became Siddiq when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was descending from Mi'raj, and he told Jibril alayhi salam that nobody will believe in me if I tell my nation, if I tell my people about this journey from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa and then from there to beyond the heavens. They wouldn't believe me. Sayyidina Jibril alayhi salam, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, they will believe in you, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Abu Bakr will believe in you, and he is Siddiq." Subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam then gave him the title of Siddiq, because everyone who were there, the kuffar of Makkah, they refused to believe Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala wasn't even there. So when they came and told him that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's saying that he went for Mi'raj, and he went from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, and he came back in a little portion of the night. How is that possible? Do you believe it? He said, "Yes, if he said it, I believe it." Subhanallah. And that is when he was known and he was endorsed by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as being Siddiq and the most truthful. Subhanallah. In order to attain the true passion of becoming a follower of the paradise dweller Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and all the other companions, and to light the lamp of prophetic love in your heart, associate yourself with the blessed environment of Dawat Islam. Travel abundantly in Madani Qafilas to propagate Sunnahs. Keep a first length beard in conformity with the Sunnah, and instead of keeping a non-Islamic hairstyle, adopt the Sunnah of keeping tresses in conformity with the prophetic Sunnah. And instead of walking around barehead, wear the crown of Imamah. While spending your life in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have devotion for all the companions and the prophetic family. Because just as having devotion for the companions is extremely important for the safety of Iman, likewise love for the Prophet's family is also compulsory in order to attain the intercession of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If love for these two great groups is found in the heart, inshallah azza wa jal, success will be attained in both the worlds. As Sayyidi Ala says, Ahle sunnat ka hai beda par ashabe huzoor, najm hai aur nav hai itrat rasulullah ki. Meaning the sahaba, they are the stars of guidance, as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ashabi ka nujum bi ayyihim iqtadaytum ihtadaytum. My sahaba, they are like the guiding stars. If you follow any one of them, you'll be guided. And about his Ahle Bayt, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that my Ahle Bayt are like the ark of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. If you board onto them, if you come on board, you will subhanallah sail to salvation. And subhanallah, this share is a culmination, a combination of both these beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Ahle sunnat ka, mean we are Ahle sunnah wal jama'ah. We love both Ahle Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Ahle sunnat ka hai beda par, ashabi huzur najm hai, aur nao hai itrat Rasulullah ki. Allama Sayyid Muhammad Naimuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, the Khalifa of Al Hazrat, he says that Muslims should show immense respect for the noble companions radiallahu anhum and inculcate love for them in their hearts. Loving them is loving the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the unfortunate person who speaks disrespectfully about the companions radiallahu anhum is an enemy of Allah azza wa jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Muslims should not sit with such a person. May Allah azza wa jal grant us true love for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, His noble Ahli Bayt and all His companions, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa ala abdal al-bashar ba'd al-anbiya'i bit-tahqiq, Amir al-mu'minin Sayyidina Abi Bakr al-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He is the best of creation after the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. Inshallah azza wa jal, we'll come back with another topic of discussion. Until then, keep reciting salawat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and do keep watching Madani channel. Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
From noble hearts, the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.